Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show features things I never thought would happen. But in the meantime, all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, here's Bruiser Queen. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bruiser Queen, a band that we've never been in touch with before, and I'm so glad they got in touch with us. Loving the girl singing and the rocking garage background there. That was a track called Harlequin. Tony, you can find out more about them by going via their Blogspot website, which is
bruiserqueen.blogspot.com.
Sorry, man, bruiserqueenmusic.blogspot.co.uk. Tony Nil. Yes, how many Bruiser Queens are there in the world that they'd need that? But anyway, they need the music on. Thank you very much, Bruiser Queen, for sending that through. I absolutely love it, don't you, Tony?
I thought it was all right, yeah, it was good.
Now, I've got no additional material this week. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Comedy Suburbs, or send a poem, if you've got a poem, to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Poetry Corner. I'm a bit pissed. Largely because I've got my friend Paula here. Say hello, Paula.
Hello.
There's Paula. Paula, I was at school with, and we haven't seen each other for 20 years. And she said, you know what? It's about time we had a beer, and we've had a beer. Actually, we've had more than one.
Right.
So this is a rare situation where I am barely in control of Funky Radio.
You hardly can talk.
I can hardly even talk. Do you want to explain where we've been, Paula?
We just went out and had a couple of drinks and talked about music and actually had a really good time and catch up.
That's right. It's that interesting. So I haven't got a lot to say in this bit, which means we ought to get on with the second bit. Paula, do you want to tell people what you do?
Oh God, what do? I introduce people to other people and enjoy liking music and enjoy having a good time like you all should do.
Well,
what can I say?
Well, I find it very difficult to have a problem with that sort of a job. You introduce people to people and enjoy music. I'm a bit smashed, mate. I thought I was all right, but I'm losing a bit. Yeah. I might need to get on with the second song straight away. Is that all right?
I think that's fine.
Is that okay? You sure?
Yeah.
You're all right? You're at your end?
I'm all right. I'm having a cup of tea, you know.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I wish I was doing the same. So, the next track this week is from a band called Gino and the Goons. Now, the background to this is that we had quite a lot through from Slovenly Records this week. And hello to Joe at Slovenly for sending us. He sent us three tracks through this week. So we're playing three bands. Now, they're not directly via Slovenly. They've come through an imprint that only make vinyl. But they've done a download for it, so you can get the downloads for this. And Gina and the Goons are one of those. I've never heard of the band before. Guess where they're from, Tony?
I don't know. Where is Slovenly? I don't know, actually. London?
Well, it's a long shot working on the basis that there are a lot of towns in the world. They're actually from Tampa, where I spent a lot of time in Florida, Tampa, St. Petersburg. Hello to everyone in Ybor City. Thanks very much for providing me with so much booze down the years. Now, what I need to know, though, Tony, is a good way to get in touch with Gino and the Goons is via their Reverb Nation page. What do you think that is?
ReverbNation.com/Gino and the Goons?
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie Bean and Instep Wong, and Gino and the Goons is GinoAndThe. GOONS, Gino and the Goons, ReverbNation.com/Gino and the Goons, and this is Sex. Oh, I should say, this sounds to me a little bit like if Adam and the Ants had got hold of Cramp songs and then got someone, I don't know, like Wary Los Args to actually produce it. But anyway, this is Sex, Drugs and Paranoia.
Oh,
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gina and the Goons. And this, hopefully, have you got some Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it's time for...
Excellent.
I'm loving that. I'm not going to get tired of that. Paula doesn't know what's going on here, but she will do.
Yes.
I'm loving that, though.
Yeah.
I am loving that.
She is loving that.
Loving it and eating it.
Oh, good Lord. That's, yeah. Ooh. Neither of us know what to say about that. Well, get stuck in.
I'll get stuck in. Yeah. Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. That's what it's all about. And that we've had a few comments this week, actually. Quite good. We actually had some interaction. First comment up from Finella Fudge, saying, Hello, Finella. Just rebooting my punky habit, and what a blinding episode to get back into it. Working my way through the tunes for the second time, fast forwarding and talking bollocks, obviously. One question, is Tony building an agoraphobic serial killer's dream home? Because it seems to have been fucking tiling forever. Love Scarface, PS, love the second band's name, which was Frau something.
Frau Blücher.
It is taking me a fair while to tile. But as previously stated, I am the world's slowest tiler.
You are creating Tony Towers.
Yes, the second coming. Tony Towers. They even get started on Tony Towers. I should never have rented that out. But anyway, thanks for the comment, Finella. And Greg Lubinsky, who says that a riot is a terrible thing. Thank you very much, Greg. Yeah, it is.
I didn't
not
get
wrong.
That.
No, what I didn't get that. But he's not wrong, is he?
Well, no, but what was he on about?
I ain't got a clue.
Because I saw that and thought, when have we had a riot?
Don't know. Maybe you can get in touch.
2010.
Oh, Greg, old Paula.
Well, thanks for the comment. Maybe get in touch again and just elaborate on that. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Pantycrist.
Give us more information, Greg.
Pantycrist has been in touch.
Saying
we'd love to come and live in your flat. Hope the neighbours won't mind band practice.
I bet they would.
And you did reply saying, well, if they do, I don't think they would dare say anything to you. Death Sex Harridans from the planet Dangerlust.
That was me, yeah.
That was you.
They are Death Sex Harridans from the planet Dangerlust. And sorry, Pantycrist, but you're going to need more than four of you to take me seriously. I think you might need some roadies.
Yes.
Preferably in school uniform.
There you go. And one last comment. Wonk from Wonk Unit.
Wonk Unit?
Who we mentioned last week. Saying, these boys have been wonkers from the start. They're not wrong.
Yes. And we did.
I think we were all so, when I first
played
them.
We're going to play them after this, but that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook,
it does.
Yes, it does. This is Wonk Unit. This is, as promised, one of the most brilliant songs I've ever heard. This is Mr. Recovery.
Speak your mind, I want mind, if you can read my mind. Speak your mind, I want mind, if you can read my mind. You'll see, by reading my mind, I ain't so happy no more. I ain't so happy no more. Speak your mind, I want mind, if you can't read my mind. Speak your mind, I want mind, if you can't read my mind. I smell booze in the room, I'm actually being loved one, I can't complain. I smell skunk in the clothes of my comatose girl, I can't complain. Listen to me, I'm Mr. Recovery. I'm
kitten sub.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wonk Unit and Mr. Recovery from an album which was actually the first proper album they ever sent us, which was Raising the Japanese Flag, I think. Which has got one of the most disturbing front covers of any album I've ever seen. And you should check out Wonk Unit and you should buy their stuff because they're amazing.
They are. Big fan of Wonk Unit.
However, how do you find out a bit more about Wonk Unit, Tony?
Well,
website, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Wonkunit.com?
No, wonkunit.co.uk.
Is it?
Holy being internet 2, Tony 1. I thought you'd get that. Do you know, I had you down as winning this week, but fair enough.
It's been a while might since not, we looked at that one.
Might not be the case. Do check out Wonkunit, as you should all the bands on this week's show, but they are absolutely brilliant. And hello to the mighty cougar, the lead singer, Alex, who is just a gem of a man. Now, did you do anything last week?
I did a full weekend of tiling.
Wow.
Because I do have tiling.
How far have you got? Are you a little bit closer to finishing?
I'm a metre from the door.
Wow.
I think I might actually put some pictures up on the Funky Facebook just to kind of show, just share my
pain.
Just
show them just your rock and roll lifestyle. Mm.
I've got about whatever, 100 tiles.
Is that, what's that, Paul?
See, you haven't smashed anything up. You're now building things.
I am.
He is building
things. We've done all the smashing.
You build it up, I break it down.
Although saying that, we've had a really strange day today.
Why?
We're from home today and there's been two very loud, what I would call explosions.
Right.
And that shook the house.
Hey, did you get a tornado last week?
I don't think so.
There was a tornado in Alfreton, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, there was.
No, see, you remember now.
I remember seeing it in the paper. Yeah. But we didn't get it.
No.
But yeah, so something's been exploding around here. It's all been very strange. I even phoned the police to report it.
It's a dear the police, there's been an explosion.
Yeah.
Dear Tony, we know. There's a tornado in Alfreton. Leave us alone.
I said, there's been an explosion. They said, well, what did it sound like? I said, an explosion. They said, well, what kind? Can you describe the sound? Well, no.
Well, yeah, you said
an explosion.
It sounded like kaboom.
Very strange day. But yeah, apart from that, it's been absolutely normal.
So tell you what I did last week.
Yes.
Well, Tony.
Yes.
Me and you.
Yeah.
We know the situation here. I went to the pub. And I had a lovely time. And while I was in the pub, someone said, shouldn't you be in London? And I went, oh, fuck. I should be. So I went to London. So I had a meeting, and I got the train. I got a travel card from Letchworth to London, which meant I could go anywhere in London the whole day and the whole night on the travel card.
Right.
And the people that were meeting up with me said, look, we know you've got to come to Letchworth. We'll do the meeting at King's Cross. I went, great. So I had the meeting at King's Cross, and when it finished, they all buggered off. So I went home again. So my travel car was utterly useless because I just went to King's Cross and back. I didn't go into London. I could have basically jumped the train. Not advocating that, kids. Anybody listening around the world, always buy a ticket, could get in trouble. I did knack all, and then I got back, and I got back to Letchworth by 10 o'clock at night, went to the Arena Tavern. While I was in there, Barry the Vicar fell down the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally mind, but when it's someone you know, and they're a vicar called Barry, you're a little bit concerned about it. So anyway, I hope you're all right, Barry.
Yeah.
So that on Friday, and then England were playing over the weekend, and yeah, they played twice. They played last Thursday and then on Sunday, and everyone was moaning about them, but you look at it over two games. I mean, did you watch the England games?
No, I didn't, no. Did we win? I think we won.
We beat San Marino 7-0.
Wow.
Something. 5-0. And then we played Estonia in Estonia and beat them 1-0. and people were moaning about the fact that we hadn't scored more goals. They go, well, we didn't let any in. We won two in a row. And by the way, haven't you noticed, and I'm sure Steph, your beautiful other half noticed, that Germany lost to Poland, Spain lost to Macedonia. England's results were outrageously brilliant. Holland lost last night to someone, but Iceland or someone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we did really well. So well done, England. Well done, me. And well done, you, for tiling.
Yes.
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 We're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony. First band up, band we never played before. Band that came through this week direct from Gravesend Records. The band called The Antidotes.
Nice.
As in not an antidote, it's Antidotes. Which are right up there with one of my favourite ever band names called Genghis Khan. But The Antidotes, I thought they were British when I heard them. I thought they were English. I thought they were right on, but they're not. They are from elsewhere. Where do you think The Antidotes are from?
Are they from Norway?
Port Charlotte, Florida, mate. You know,
wow.
Quite a lot of Americans. I'm giving you a clue for second half of the show, but there's quite a lot of American stuff this week. Anyway, stay tuned for Sick Thoughts, but before that, here are The Antidotes. Oh, hello. You need to know their Bandcamp page. What's their Bandcamp page?
Theantidotes.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 2, Poorly Being Internet 2. Fair enough. You've come back into this. And this is Baby Calls the Shot.
As red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
Pretty girl.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was, it's not a band, it's an individual called Sick Thoughts and a track called Cream. And he's from Baltimore, where I spent a bit of time myself. And I always loved it, a city. Apparently, one of the top 30 dangerous cities in America.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's originally from Hanover, Pennsylvania, which is apparently where the slack-jawed Muppets hang about.
Blimey.
But anyway, he's got through both of those, and he's done a really good job. But you know what, Tom?
What's that?
17 years old.
Really?
Yeah. The track you just heard by the Nutty Bloke, is called Cream, and yeah, he's 17 years old. And he's brought an album, and pretty much, now this is where I understand he's 17 years old, because pretty much every song on the album in some way or other mentions masturbation. And as a 17 year old, I can understand that. I'm not 17 myself, but I can remember being 17 and saying, Mum, Dad, everybody, get out of the bedroom, get out of the house. All they've got to do is go have a pint of milk. I'm finished when they come back. And I'm right there with Sick Thoughts. Absolutely brilliant. But what is Sick Thoughts SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.com/Sick Thoughts.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie BNZ 2. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Right, Paulie, were you listening? That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. Yeah, I told you about the tra-la-la, not 12 bar. Let's do it again, shall we?
Okay.
Let's do it again. So you know now. Ready? I'll see. 1, 2, 3. Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar.
Not quite as seamless as it usually is, though, is it?
No, fair enough.
Nah. Not bad.
Life. It's a beauty of life.
Yeah, another week,
we
Nifty Gigs.
Try.
What was that?
We did try.
I'm sorry, I'm
yes,
sorry.
You did.
We did try.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we did
right.
try.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, more Gigs 12 Bar. Do check it out. Do support it. Sunday night, open mic night, as per the norm. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday.
Okay.
Dave Graney and Claire Moore. Harry Howard and the NDE. Thursday night, anything can happen. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
It says in advance, so you must have to book tickets for that fella.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Is it not normally in advance then?
No, this normally on the door prices.
Oh.
You probably can always get it on advance, of course, but yeah. For some reason, that's highlighted that fact.
The general public.
Yeah. Friday night. The Voodoo Bin Men. Female Troubles. Resuscitators. And Brain Washington. Oh, and JD Smith. It's a Friday night. I do like the sound of the Voodoo Bin Men and Female Troubles.
So is this not an actual organised night?
No, there's no other names down, so it's just a 12-bar night.
It's just a 12-bar night.
Yeah. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Saturday night, the London Sewage Company. The Cult 45's knock-off Olympic Clampdown. It's a London Calling night, that one.
Waiting for the clampdown. London Calling.
Yep. Saturday night. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
666.
666. You're right in the kitchen with the beast, watching him making breakfast.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's having bagels.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
I must have a French beast. I don't know how much to say. Stick an egg on it, the beast. So that means that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
Oh, she's good. She's good.
You're loving it and eating it.
I'm getting more concerned about Paula all the way through this show, Tony.
Yeah? That's all.
Yeah. I'm happy with her loving it, but eating it, not sure what Vern had to say about that. Now, Time for the next track. Next track this week, a band that we've known and loved.
Yes.
We've known and loved them. They're brilliant. They're amazing live. I had the good fortune to see them in London, and then after that I saw them in Lille in France. I have travelled to see this band. They're amazing. They've got a new album out called Solid Gravy. This is a track off it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
Oh, you're good.
Is it?
It's Tony Four, Paul of Internet 2. We did Sick Thoughts, didn't we? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Tony Four, Paul of Internet 2, and this is I'm Her Pet.
Just what I should get. She said, I don't want no fishes that swim in the sea. But what about a kitten, cats, just out for me? A dog,
no,
a hamster,
no,
a lot of cockatoo. Then she pointed across the counter, said,
I want you.
You can't say no. She walked out the pet store with me in tow. I said, wait a minute, baby, don't you want to know my name? She said, I'm gonna call you Rover, honey, if it's all the same. Well, I'm a flea-scratching hound dog when she give my leash a yank. A swimming sea monkey when she put me in a tank. You think I would learn from my misery? But I only got a goldfish's memory. Well, when I got back to her, she put me in a cage. Well, things are getting strange now at this stage. She threw me a bone and said, that's all you're gonna get. I don't want a boyfriend, I just want a pet. Oh, baby, oh, baby, I'm just a pet.
I'm just a pet.
Well, I'm just a pet.
I'm just a pet.
Well, I'm a pet.
I'm just a pet.
I'm just a pet.
I'm just a pet.
Whoa, oh, oh, baby.
Wound.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds of the week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was MFC Chicken and I'm Her Pet. And what a great song. What a great band. And what a great album. That's what I'm saying there. I'm saying what a.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. I recommend that you go and see them live. Absolutely brilliant. They look for all the world like a 50s band. They've been transported into the future.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, are you doing anything this week?
I shall be tiling yet again.
Of course, though.
Of course I will. That's pretty much it. I've got a lot of tiling to do. Well, no, I don't. I have a little bit of tiling to do.
Is that because you're on a tiling deadline?
Yes. 3rd of November. It's got to all be done by.
Right.
All in, all the cuts done, grouted in. 2 weeks. It'll be fine.
Should we find out if someone we don't know is having a better time than you are?
I'd be shocked if they're not. Let's find out.
Paul, what are you doing? Lean forward. What are you doing this week?
No, I just think this week I have recently been to a gig and...
Which gig?
Went to see Jar Wobble under the bridge. Thought that was a very good gig. Very interesting, lots of different sorts of music. Always lovely to hear different sorts of music from all sorts of people. So loving that.
Fair enough. So not tiling then?
No, not tidying, not tiling.
Not tidying.
At all. Quite honestly, just going out there, enjoying... know, enjoying going out, listening to live music, and enjoying going out in the town that I'm in.
Going out, eh?
Brilliant, Tony. You should maybe think about that.
I just wrote that down, going out. That was something I must learn to do.
Interested in actually going out, going to see live music, going to a party and having some fun.
Fun. Got it.
Right.
Got that one. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you both stopped talking at the same time there. That's not weird at all. So I should just mention that I know Paula from the sixth form when I was at school. Well, actually, a little bit before that, but... And she is responsible for Punky Radio.
Is she?
Possibly be responsible.
Yeah, she is responsible because I was a little bit into alternative music in that I liked a few bands here and there, and she pointed me on the path to righteousness. So the fact that 20 years later she sat next to me in this lounge, I'm thinking, you are the queen of Punky Radio.
But not really, you are the king of Punky Radio.
Well, that is true. But you know, but Tony, will she wank me off?
No, that's the question on everyone's lips.
No, sir. It's nonsense.
Didn't expect that.
I did that swearing again, didn't I? I meant masturbate off. I've
got masturbate off just sounds like a competition.
Hey, Paula, that's enough of you. Tony, that's enough of you. I need to tell you what I'm doing this week. So, I'm going to be in Edinburgh this week. Any Scottish listeners out there, first of all, be ashamed for the way you skirt-wearing haggis munchers bailed out of being independent when you had the opportunity. 45-55, should be ashamed of yourself. I've not given up on that. I never will. You should be welcoming the English on the basis that you clearly love us. Otherwise, you'd have voted independent. I will be there for 3 or 4 days. So any Scottish people who I love, you beautiful people in your lovely clothes, I'll be there from Thursday to Sunday. I strongly recommend that you meet me in the old town. I will be on the Royal Mile / Nidri Street most of the weekend. You will find me. Saturday night, I will be going over to the new town where I will be going to a pub called the Wee Rose and listening to a guy, against my better judgment, playing acoustic music, Tony.
Really?
It's not a choice. Ah. When in Rome. Any road up. The next track this week, you can find out what I'm doing by just doing... You can just type my name in Cisnet, you'll find me. Anyway, we've got another track to play. A band, Tony, called The Messieurs.
Okay.
Or maybe you'd call them the Monsieurs. But I'm calling them Messieurs.
I'd have gone Messieurs.
What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Messieurs.
Fair enough. Fuck, you've taken the piss this week. Tony 5, pulling the internet 2. This is all the way from Brookline, Massachusetts. This is Young Gun.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Cemetery Service underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay, Paul.
I am a bit pissed. That was The Messieurs and a track called Young Gun. They're all the way from Massachusetts. What is their Facebook page?
We've already done it. Only facebook.com/TheMessieurs. I got
it
right.
That's why I was independently worse off than you were before. I'm afraid you lose a point for me not knowing that. It's facebook.com/TheMessieurs. Poorly the internet 6, Tony 1. Let's see how the last one goes. No, I know you're winning. I know you've won. I know these things have happened. I've just got a few issues because you have a scientific mind, don't you?
Yes.
And Paula has a scientific mind. Yes, she's shouting that. And the point is that I don't.
You twat.
Yeah. And that's why you're both successful. And I live in my own poo.
No.
No, I do.
No, it's too artistic for your own good.
I am, Paul. You're absolutely right. I'm too artistic for my own good.
Too artistic is cerebral and just...
Well, looks like Paul is pissed. No.
I'm just trying to compensate for your inadequacy.
Yeah, thanks for that. Do you have a twat?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant. Get on with it.
Thank you for your nominations. If you do want to nominate a twat, and hen, hey, who wouldn't, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. In relation to last week's twat, it was quite a serious twat. Steve did email me back to say, should I not be emailing serious twats? No, you can email whatever you want.
Has it been explained?
Yeah, it can be serious, it can be a comical, it can be anything and anyone. Just email me now. There you go.
And I've got love twat.
We just love twat.
What's this serious twat thing about?
Oh, I mentioned it last week because I think it was quite a serious twat, so I think I highlighted it at the beginning saying, oh, it's quite a serious one this week. And he was just querying it really, saying, do I not want serious twats? And I just said, no, I just highlighted it just because I did. So,
we need some more Uncle Randy, don't we?
Yeah. It's like we like to have a bit of difference. But if there's a serious twat that comes, we can have a serious twat. We can twat whole countries. We are not discriminating against twats.
We've twatted God.
Yes. We twat anyone and anything.
No deity too small.
Exactly. But got one this week, and it's from Graham.
Graham.
The Graham Holland.
Is it from Hi Graham?
It is.
I haven't given him enough Scouse shit.
Do you not think? Here we go. Hi Tony the Tyler, you see?
Do you mean?
That's me.
Hey Tony Tyler!
I've got a right royal twat for you in the form of the Royal Mail.
I bet he has, fuck! He's got a right royal twatting from Scousy side.
Back at the end of July, I won an item on eBay which cost...
You're ignoring it.
I know it's quite long and there's no chance in hell I'm going to do this in Scouse.
Sorry.
It cost £68 plus £5 postage. That's £73. The seller then sent it to me as a first class signed for item. When it hadn't arrived a couple of days later, I asked the seller and he gave me the tracking number. I looked on the Royal Mail and saw that it had been signed for at 12:15 PM on the Saturday. The signature was the name Holland, scrawled like it'd been done by a 5-year-old. I went to the delivery office and asked them where the item was and was told it had been delivered. I told them it wasn't delivered to me and I hadn't received a card to the door, telling me the item had been taken in by a neighbour. Also at the time it was signed for, my husband and I were on a plane heading back from Barcelona. I showed them my flight details, and as we're the only people living in the house, it definitely couldn't have been signed for at my address. The seller put in a formal complaint with Royal Mail, and the local delivery office investigated. They talked to the postie who said it had been signed for by someone in my household. The investigation didn't talk to me or take into account any of the evidence I provided, flight details and copy of dodgy signature. I asked them why they hadn't contacted me as part of the investigation and was told they tried 3 times, but when I hadn't answered the phone, they put me down as
uncontactable. I asked why they didn't left me a voicemail or even written to me. They are the Royal Mail, after all, but they didn't know. Eventually I got a full refund from eBay, but the seller lost the whole amount. So, for losing my eBay item, botching the investigation and leaving the seller £73 out of pocket, my postie in the Wavertree District Royal Mail Delivery Office from Liverpool, England, is a twat. All the best to you and Steph Graham.
Go for it.
So, for
Tony,
losing... Yes?
I'd rather fight him than read it.
So, for losing my eBay item, botching the investigation, leaving the seller £73 out of pocket, Graham's postie and the Wavertree District Royal Mail Delivery Office from Liverpool, England
is a twat. Now let's do it again with Paula. So now you know how it goes, Paula. There's like we read the whole thing out and we take a breath and then say, is a twat. All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
She's ready for it. Do it again, Tay.
So, for losing Graham's eBay item, botching the investigation and leaving the seller £73 out of pocket, Graham's postie and the Wavertree District Royal Mail Delivery Office from Liverpool, England...
It's a twat! There you go, that's a quite serious twatting there.
That was serious.
Is that our first girly twatting?
Might have been.
Might have been. Thank you, Graham.
There you go.
Look forward to seeing you again at some point. Last time he came to mine, we had about 6 pints in about an hour and a half, and he went, oh, I'm a bit wobbly for a Monday. Well, you bought it on yourself. Anyway, if you have a twat for us, email tony@punkyradio.com, type your email, is a twat. Fair enough?
That's it.
And Paula, thank you for your aggression.
No, that I really enjoy that, and also I'd encourage all of your customers to always claim in small claims courts or via PayPal her legal obligation to you.
That's why she's only been on the show once, Tony. Right, last track this week. Are you still there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Died. So, last band this week, I have mistakenly said on repeated occasions were from Leeds.
All right, okay.
But they're not. They're from Rockford, Illinois. And Illinois. And you've been in there, and I've been in there, and we love them. But what do I know is, Tony, what is Sleazy's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Sleaze Band?
No. ReverbNation.com/Sleaze, Sleezy, 69. I'm afraid there were 4 points riding on this.
Oh.
You've won. It's Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 5. Sleaze are actually one of Reverb Nation's top 10 bands over the last month, and sent me an email to tell me all about it, so I dragged this out. So now from last year, Tony, this is Morphine Queen.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed the music as usual. If you have enjoyed the music on this week's show, make sure you check out all the bands and buy their stuff. That's why we make the show. We don't do it for us. We do it for alternative music around the world. Blah, 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 blah. I know you think like we're just making it all up, but we mean it. That's why we've been here 9 years without any personal glory. Tony, why should people be... sorry, why don't you just remind people of the internet stations that carry the show?
Yep, we are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and finally we're on Radio Andra, which you can find at Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
I don't know whether Podunk or Podunk is the right way to say it, but I was actually reading about it the other week by accident, and it precurses punk. Podunk is not a bloody bloody blah punk thing, it's an actual thing.
Okay.
And the Americans will know this, but the rest of the world doesn't. And I can't remember what it actually means. So please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tell your email, this is what Podunk or Podunk means. Because I didn't notice it the other day in an entirely separate instant. But anyway, that's about that. Download Punky Radio at Punky Radio. www. I'm doing W's.
Jesus,
www.punky. I'm pissed. .punkyradio.com. Find us on that there internet thing. Enjoy us, however you do, and keep supporting alternative music. Can we let Paula say goodbye first?
Yeah.
We can. Say goodbye, Paula.
Bye, and keep listening.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog.